As the protest continues, a Colombia leader calls for the death of all Zionists in a shocking viral video.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Logan Seculo. Welcome. I did want to start off this broadcast today. I was driving in. You know, we do our radio prep meeting and we talk about what topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, you know, more on the Trump cases. What are we going to do? And then I get a clip sent to me, and our producer, executive producer Will Haynes, in the studio with me about, he's like, start about 4 minutes into this, and I'm driving and I'm getting more and more furious and upset as I'm listening to this rant from one of the protest leaders of this, of the encampments, if you will. I know that's the hot word, the encampments that are happening currently on university campuses. This one's the one from Columbia. And it was a rant that happened a few months ago, but of course now with this person being, you know, highlighted even by CNN and some others as sort of the leader and the proud voice of the pro-Palestinian movement, people are looking at, okay, what kind of conversation are they having on social media with people? What kind of videos have they been posting? So this video was a rant somewhere, you know, early this year. And you know, I'm not even sure who this person is initially. I just was told, hey, play this clip and listen to it. It just says, you know, I think Barry Weiss or someone had posted it, said like, this person seems kind. So let's take a listen to just 15 seconds of this. And this goes on for minutes.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way.
Hope to keep it that way, that they're not going to murder. And of course, earlier in the video discusses how, well, you know, it was the global, it was the good thing to do to take out Hitler. So that should be the same for taking out Netanyahu or taking out supporters of Israel. Not just, it goes into very, very specific detail. And what's the most disturbing part of this is not some fringe social media account posting something crazy. This is an active Columbia student, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Yes, active Columbia student. So yesterday we talked about how some of the other people that got arrested, especially at Emory University and some of the others, were not members of the community is what was said. This is someone that is a member of that Columbia University community and is one of the leaders in these protests. It's someone who is being highlighted on the media as someone who is just a strong voice. This is someone who is calling for murder of all what they quote unquote Zionists, which we know what that really means. That means all Jewish people who support Israel, or really just anyone who supports Israel. It's not even just Jewish people. That probably means you as well. If you're listening to this broadcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, watching on a Rumble, it's not just limited to Jewish people. Now it's anyone who may support the cause in Israel. Let's take another listen. Let's just, again, small clips. I'm very tempted to play the full thing, but it's like 4.5, 5, 6 minutes. I'm not going to do that today. But you can find it. Let's take a listen. Let's go to bite 11.
Zionists, they don't deserve to live comfortably, let alone Zionists don't deserve to live. The same way we're very comfortable accepting that Nazis don't deserve to live, fascists don't deserve to live, racists don't deserve to live. Zionists, they shouldn't live in this world.
Shouldn't live in this world. Zionists, you know, relating Zionism to Nazis, relating Zionism to racism. And again, Zionists really essentially just believe there should be an Israeli homeland and it should be in Israel, their historic, you know, community that we've all studied for thousands of years. But that is neither here nor there when you hear people calling, leaders calling on the death of millions of people. And where are we to fight back against it? At the ACLJ, we are doing that actively. You can be involved right now. We're going to discuss more how we can get involved and get more details coming up. I'd love to hear from you. When you hear those rants, let's make sure we open those phone lines, please. Make sure we open them up. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard today on this topic. Also, get your comments in. I'm going to take a lot of them. If you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, interact. Get a comment in, hit the thumbs up, subscribe, do all that. But come on, this is a big day for us also. As we wrap up our Life and Liberty Drive, go to ACLJ.org.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Back to Seculo. Phone lines are lighting up right now. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on social media, I encourage you still to call in. I'd love to hear your voice on this. I want to give you a little more context of this viral video that's happening right now. Again, this isn't just from some random person on X, a random person on Instagram. This, Will, is a leader in the Columbia University protest and has not, you know, has had some controversy in the past, but clearly not enough to have them change their tune.
Right. And so this leader, Kimani James, student at Columbia University, the context of this video is actually very interesting as well, because we know that these protests on university campuses didn't just start a week ago, that they've been building into this all-out campus insurrection almost that we're seeing around the country really ever since a couple weeks after October 6th. And the video was actually filmed by Kimani James while he was having a Zoom meeting with...
That's who we're talking about here, Kimani James. Yes. Even said by name. That's the person you've heard on the video.
He was filming himself having a conversation with a member of the Columbia administration because he had posted on Instagram, "Zionists in my DMs wanting to meet up and fight. I don't fight to injure or for there to be a winner or loser. I fight to kill. See y'all in New York, January 2024. And so he was under some scrutiny from the administration back in January when he posted this. And actually in the video, the staff member says, "So specifically, that's what we're going to be discussing today. Do you see why that's problematic in any way?" And he responds with no. So then after he films this call with the Columbia University administration, he then turns to the camera and goes on that rant. And he has since this is now circulating widely, has tried to say, you know, that was in the heat of the moment. I shouldn't have said it that way. I believe in the sanctity of all life. I'd be curious to pick apart that political view of his. But he didn't take it down for 3 months and is still one of the people as a leader on campus at Columbia that we know that this is the ideology behind all of these campus protests that are breaking around the country. It's not just that they're concerned about innocent life in Gaza or potential loss of innocent life in Gaza in the middle of a war.
If you built up, you watch the video, the initial buildup, let's say you did not have any context who this person was, you'd assume that's what they're talking about, because they're talking about people who are like Nazis who go in and are murdering thousands and thousands of people. And you start going, okay, well, maybe this is somebody who understood what happened on October 7th. Maybe this is someone who understood that this has been an ongoing battle for thousands of years at this point now, but really over the last 100 years. And you have seen sort of the brutality, specifically against people who have difference of point of view or difference of religious beliefs in these areas. But no, of course, not. That's not what I'm talking about. They're talking about people who support Israel, people who are Jewish, and people who are supportive of what we quote unquote Zionism, which until recently was not necessarily a dirty word. But now, of course, it is, because it's an easy word to replace. Instead of saying Jewish or saying even evangelical, you're able to now say Zionist, and it sounds like a negative. Let's even hear. Let's go to play Bite 7 from Kamani James.
Why would we want people who are supporters of genocide to live? I'm confused. Zionists, along with all white supremacists, need to not exist because they actively kill and harm vulnerable people. They stop the world from progressing. Oh, okay. Thank you.
When you have no context of how things work in the Middle East, it is one of the more disturbing things to hear, and this is an alleged leader. This is someone that your mainstream media is quoting and interviewing and talking to. Someone who's saying, we can't progress with Zionism. Have you been to the Middle East? The only place that feels remotely like America, that is diverse for all types of people, religious people, for secular people, for people of all colors and of all genders and of all sexualities, guess what they're allowed to do? Be in Israel. But if you go over that line, if you cross just that line, that is not the case. That is not the case. People are getting thrown off of roofs of buildings and getting murdered. You got Susan Sarandon in the streets yesterday saying, oh, all of that is propaganda. You know that the babies in ovens, that was all just a hoax. You know the people getting the murders and all of the sexual assaults, that was just a hoax. These are what's coming out of the mainstream society right now. And let's even back it up a little bit more with James, so you can hear the sort of what I told you, what I thought was leading into, I am someone who is supportive of what are traditional liberal ideas, not pro-Palestinian, not even pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist ideas. And that is what we're seeing on these college campuses, Bite 6, I'm sorry.
A lot of people agree that Hitler needed to die in order for world order to move forward and in order to establish some inkling of world peace. And so if we can agree as a society, as a collective, that people, that person, some persons need to die if they have an ideology that results in the death of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, if there are people like that who exist, shouldn't they die?
Yeah. There you go. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to George, who's calling in Maryland on line one. If you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110. This is obviously Friday. It's the last day of the week, so this would be a great time to have your voice heard. And you can support the work of the ACLJ, as always. Go to aclj.org. Very important time to do that. George calling from Maryland on line one. You're on the air.
Thank you very much for taking the call. The gentleman that is making all of these speeches is really one of the biggest hypocrites that I've ever heard. He says, in not only Zionists, but all racists should be killed. Well, he's a racist, so maybe he should take care of himself.
Well, I wouldn't encourage that, but I understand what you mean. Look, I honestly thought when I heard that first rant, I thought what we were getting to, well, when we were talking about Hitler, I thought we were going to get to, and that's why we need to do something to Donald Trump. That's what I was expecting.
Right.
Instead, it was actually much more egregious, which is not one person. This is calling for the murder of everyone who you can consider to be a supporter of Israel, anyone who would be a supporter of really the Jewish people having a right to exist.
Well, and I also have a problem not with necessarily some of the words on its face, where he's talking about the, you know, we decided that Hitler should not live and white supremacists should not live, these things that he's saying, because when the original context of the Nazi party as white supremacists, saying that it is a supreme race and you had to eliminate anything that was not pure.
That's in the chapter. That's in the bylaws.
Right.
Yeah.
But now how the left has equated white supremacy with conservatism.
Yeah.
If you're a conservative, the blanket statement is that you're also de facto a white supremacist. That's really a bigger part and problem with the statements and the ideology that's espoused here, is that they're saying death to that. And when they keep moving the goalpost of what a racist or white supremacist is, we condemn white supremacism and racism. Yeah. But the left wants to make those catch-all terms. How quickly they refer to any conservative as racist.
Middle Eastern.
If you don't want the border protected, you're racist. And under his definition, a racist should not live. Yeah. So that you see how easily they can manipulate their words and utilize this as a tool to go after anyone who is conservative.
Look, and we're not going to spend all this show talking about this one person's viral video. I want you to know that. But I do think it's important to see, because that one person is not just a person. This is someone who is a leader in the movement, and also shows you what is being instructed. Again, this is a student at Columbia. This is what is being taught. This is what they're learning. This is how, honestly, the Israeli PR department always is a mess. I support Israel, and I have vocally actively, but I've said it for decades. They are very bad at the PR game. And this is what happens when you let essentially Hamas, a terrorist organization, control the narrative. But we're going to keep fighting back and supporting Israel, and we're going to figure out ways for us to get our voice out there, even if sometimes it's not as cut and dry from sort of the Israeli PR. Now, it also doesn't help that you have a lot of people, honestly, on the right and the left who love this topic and want to see it become more and more divisive. We've seen conservative media fall apart about it. We've seen, obviously, news media fall apart. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Mike Pompeo. He's going to join us. We're going to talk a bit more about this, the attacks on Israel. And of course, he actually has a new article up at ACLJ.org, and I'm going to encourage you right now to go do a quick read on it before we get to this next segment. It is about the EPA and how they are a bit beyond the point of needing reform. So we're going to discuss that coming up with him. So give me a little bit of a breather from what's going on these college campuses. It's a rough time out there. But you know what? I think we need to be strong, loud voices. And where a lot of people are saying we need to back out of these campuses, we need to stop doing it, I actually think, no, we need louder, stronger voices in academia, in entertainment, in news and media, and, of course, in the law. And you couldn't ask for a better place to do that than the ACLJ, because that is what we do. We hit all of those facets. So go to ACLJ.org. Today is really one of the last days of our Life and Liberty Drive. We'll hit it a little bit early next week, but Friday today is the end of the week. We know a lot of you will be having big plans this weekend. Go to ACLJ.org. Make your donation. All donations are doubled right now. Do it. We'll be right back with Mike Pompeo.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secula. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 coming up a little bit later. We are now joined by Mike Pompeo, obviously frequent guest on this broadcast, member of the ACLJ team. We're talking currently, though, hey, I did see breaking news. President Biden's just said on the Howard Stern show that he's happy to debate Trump. So you know what? Maybe there'll be some updates on that. But the first thing I wanted to get to, we were just talking about sort of the chaos, obviously, that's broken out on these college campuses. It seems like a growing problem. You know, obviously, subbing Zionist for as just straight up anti-Semitism that's happening right now. Is this a leadership problem, do you think, from the campuses? Or do you think this is a much even stronger issue of what's happening globally?
So I think this is deep and widespread. And what you're seeing on these campuses is sadly just the tip of the iceberg. I think there is deeply rooted anti-Semitism in some of the most major institutions around the world. I'll give you the perfect example. The United Nations itself votes dozens and dozens of sanctions each year against the nation of Israel, and just a handful of sanctions against some of the most horrible human rights violators anywhere on the planet. And so what's happening on these campuses, I think, is a symptom of this decay. And the decay is in two dimensions. One is the anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish sentiment that is there. But second, the fundamental misunderstanding about the importance of basic rule of law. We all want people to be able to speak their minds, especially on our campuses, but everywhere with a time, place, and manner is appropriate. But most importantly, if you can't enforce these basic set of rules, if you can't tell these kids, you're a student here, we've got a set of rules, you fail to comply with them, you're gone. Yeah. We've got a set of rules on this campus. You violate them, no more money from the federal government. These are examples of things one could easily, readily do. They're common sense. 90% of all Americans would agree with them. And we would, as a nation, be in a better place. And we wouldn't see this both violence and anti-Semitism on our campus in the deep way that we're seeing it today.
Yeah, we're seeing it pretty dramatically. And even, we're here in Nashville, there was a Vanderbilt campus. There was a small group that had set up tents and all of that's happening. But you do have, well, at least in a positive news, you told me earlier, Florida, University of Florida, they took care of it.
Right. We University of Florida put out some great guidelines about allowable activities, such as speech, expressing viewpoints, and holding signs in hands. But they had a lot of prohibited activities of which people could get in trouble for, such as camping, blocking egress. They couldn't build structures, things like that.
Yeah.
So we are seeing some campuses, typically in the South, that are doing things a little bit better, more organized than you're seeing in the northern campuses.
But you have, Secretary Pompeo, leaders of, especially in the Democrats, you have someone like AOC or Ilhan Omar, who making statements very much in support of these students. And again, we are all for a student's right or anyone's right to protest, to do this. But we were playing videos earlier when you have the leaders of some of these Columbia protests calling legitimately for the death to all Zionists. At some point, you do wonder where this has a place in America.
Well, goodness, death to all Zionists. That includes you and me.
That's what I said. Yes. So, it's not just Jewish people at this point. We're talking about most evangelical Christians and a big group.
Yes, exactly. It's not just the Ilhan Omars and AOCs of the world either. It's faculty on these campuses. It's State Department officials who say, no, we can't tolerate what President Biden is doing. You and I would argue President Biden should do more for the nation of Israel than he has in this conflict in Gaza, right? How this all was spun up. And yet it's not remotely enough for them. It's a pretty dangerous place we find ourselves in. And your point about the University of Florida or colleges in Texas, this reminds me of times of COVID, where conservative states did the right thing, the simple thing. They told people, get out, live your life. We're going to do this safely. Conservative states got this right. Democrat governors botched it and created calamities for their own states. Here's the same thing. The governor of New York refusing to do the right thing by the students who chose to go to college at Columbia or in New York. The governors in California saying, no, we're just going to close down a college campus. We're not even going to have our main graduation ceremony because of a few unruly protesters. This is the heckler's veto that we have seen too often in American life, and the rule of law is required to restore the capacity for the vast majority of young people on campuses and every American citizen to be able to go where they want to go to live their lives and do so when they don't feel threatened, and allow these handful of radical pro-Hamas demonstrators, frankly, in many cases, anti-American demonstrators who think that we are, in fact, evil here, to allow that handful of people to dictate how our society is going to operate.
Mr. Secretary, you have an article up at ACLJ.org. Biden has weaponized the EPA. It should be dissolved. The EPA, I feel like in recent years, hasn't been something we've focused on as much as maybe we have in the past or under the previous administration. But in this article, you make a connection between the weaponization of the EPA by Biden and China and some of the initiatives that the EPA is pushing forward. Could you explain where this China-EPA nexus kind of exists?
Sure. So there are multiple fronts that the Chinese Communist Party has engaged in. One is to propagandize inside the United States and then, frankly, turn the American regulatory state on U.S. businesses so they can outcompete us. The environmental space would be one. The reason I ran for Congress the first time was because under President Obama, the EPA was out of control, hurting Kansas farmers, hurting Kansas businesses, and we're right back at it again. So think about the environmental protections that the EPA has put forward, chemical rules, air particulate rules, all of these things. Do you think there's a chance that the Chinese Communist Party is going to match those inside their own country? No, the answer is, of course, not. And that means products made here, jobs created here, will be harder to compete in the global space. And they will, in China, go use fossil fuels willy-nilly. They'll have some of the dirtiest cities in the world. They'll comply with none of the environmental stuff that the radical left wants us to comply with here at home, and they will then outcompete us, take our jobs, and dump that product back here at home. And the Chinese Communist Party has figured out how to use their tools of persuasion and influence in ways that drive the American regulatory state to their competitive national advantage and their national security advantage to the detriment of the United States of America.
Thank you, Secretary Pompeo. That article is available right now, by the way. If you go to ACLJ.org, just scroll down just a little, you'll see the news tab. It is the second one right now. It says Pompeo in real big letters so people know it's yours. And it says, of course, Biden has weaponized the EPA. And you can click that and read it. It's great. Some of the incredible content we provide here, thanks to people like Secretary Pompeo, our incredible team that put together just great, whether it's written word, whether that's video content, audio content, we are there for you. And we are in this last few days of our Life and Liberty Drive. And I want you to take a minute and go to the website, go to ACLJ.org and support our work. Our intense legal battles continue. Obviously, we have an unprecedented attack on the Jewish people, now Israel. And now we're just saying anyone who potentially supports Israel existing at all, or the Jewish people having a safe land of their own. And of course, we've seen that as the college campuses have been overrun. And we are doing so much to fight back right now. I'm going to break that down a little bit later in the next half hour, some of the incredible work the ACLJ is doing specifically, so you know about it. But again, go to ACLJ.org, read that new article by Secretary Pompeo, and also, while you can, make a donation. I really would appreciate that. All donations are matched right now. So again, it continues this great work, whether that's in the media or whether that is in Washington, D.C. or around the world. Do that right now. Hey, the next segment, I'm going to take some calls and would love to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I'll also be joined by Rick Grinnell coming up later on in the broadcast. But most importantly, I want to hear from you. So go do that. And while you're there, go to ACLJ.org, make your donation. And also, say a prayer for us. We appreciate that. Look, we only have about a minute in this break. It's a very short break. It's a reset here at the half hour. So take that minute, put in the comments that you're praying for us, and say a quick prayer for the ACLJ and for our team and our family. I'd appreciate it. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.